You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history. Two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Are we on?
I think so. Okay.
It's just asking, that's all.
Good morning.
You know, with this major storm that we've got going on here, you got to ask those questions. Are we on? And boy, saw some huge bolts of light.
I know. Thunder and lightning.
Gorgeous.
Rolling across southern Wisconsin. Yeah. Yep. That's the way it starts today.
Not real bad out there. I don't think there's a lot of flooding or anything like that. Nothing on University Avenue, which is susceptible to new lakes.
Yeah. Yeah, you make that drive every morning, don't you?
I do.
From Middleton?
Do. Yeah.
Right down University Avenue. Yeah.
So I've got the University Avenue report for you each and every morning here.
Good. That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did get, we're getting some pretty moderate rain here right now.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's not awful. You know, grab the umbrella before you walk out.
Oh, boy, check those windshield wipers. Make sure they're intact.
Take your galoshes and mucklucks. We've got some gully washers out there.
And for those who are driving those old vehicles out there, you know, that aren't electric.
Oh, you got the space car back?
I got the space car. Well, I've been driving around all week.
Oh.
So the space car has automatic windshield wiper detection of rain.
That must be fun.
And it's unbelievable. Whether it's heavy or light, it knows when to move the windshield wipers, fast or slow, or just stop. It is unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
I mean,
Does it ever startle you while you're driving along? All of a sudden,
the windshield
wipers kicked in.
No. Yeah. The only bad thing is I don't have a rear windshield wiper, which I think is a little unusual, but, it's so automatic. The car is so automatic. I'm thinking of just getting some kind of in-car microwave and just enjoy myself, make snacks.
Just live there?
Sit on the seat and let it drive itself.
Why not? Yeah. Well, that's good. I didn't know that you had it back from the shop. So you've been having all kinds of problems with
it. You leave that alone.
You got a brand new car. It spends a week and a half in the shop.
It's because, again, a recall on a piece that would help recharge the 12-volt battery, the tiny little battery that sits under the hood. Without that, you can't run the gigantic battery covers the entire bottom of the car.
So have other batteries in there, like a couple of 9-volts and some D-cells?
Well, I'll find out.
Okay. Good morning. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young and Roscoe Dominic Lee. We're pushing the buttons and flipping the switches. Good
That's
morning,
me.
Dom.
Good morning.
That's good.
Good morning.
92.7 WMDX.
I got to tell you guys something.
Yeah, please.
All right? I got to tell you about my day yesterday, all right?
Okay.
Not to make it all about me.
All right, fine. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Let's
talk about you.
Yeah.
But
what was your day like?
I went to go see a movie yesterday. I went to go see Weapons, which was that new horror movie that's in theaters.
Yes.
Really good.
Really?
Really, really good. I would give it a 9 out of 10.
Wow, that is good for
a
murder slasher movie?
It is, 95% on Rotten Tomato. Really,
wow.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I strongly recommend anyone that's listening to watch Weapons in theaters.
All right.
Well, we'll have to talk to Pete Schwabe about that.
Yeah.
He's going to be with us a little bit later on.
He's in the know. He's seen a lot of movies, I think. Do they have movies up north? I think they do.
I think they do, yeah. I didn't go see Naked Gun yet. Maybe I'll see that today.
Yeah.
It's getting sort of mixed, good reviews, but sort of mixed.
You know, a movie like that, you either like it or you don't like it.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like the airplane movies, you know, the Naked Gun movies. I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
You know? So it just, you know, there's a lot of one-liners, and people don't like one-liners or jokes that build up to a one-liner, then they won't like the movies at all. But I thought it was an interesting casting.
So you saw Naked Gun?
No.
Oh, you haven't
seen it? I'm saying that, you know, replacing, who was it, the original guy?
That would be...
from Police Squad.
Oh, God. Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen. Yeah. It's hard to replace a guy like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was great.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So funny. And he would, you know, I've seen a few clips of him lately just because of the new movie coming out.
Yes.
They throw a bunch of old stuff. Huh? Yeah. But when he'd make talk show appearances, he'd bring a whoopee cushion with him.
Yeah.
And they'd get into the interview quite a ways. And then he'd,
then he'd spring it on everybody.
And it was great.
Which is creative as hell, right?
So silly, but
it's an old joke. He's an old guy. He brings in the whoopee cushion, but he made it work, right?
Yeah.
And he was just very dry. Great sense of humor. I saw him. We were watching a few other movies over the weekend, and he was in a movie, and I just didn't watch the whole movie. I just, you know, sampled it, but he was in a movie very recent. I can't remember what it was, but I thought, really, was he alive at that time?
He died about 10 years ago.
10 years ago or so, yeah. And it just seemed, wow, there he is. So, working all the way up to that point.
Okay. But, now, maybe the AI generate, you know, faked it.
I don't.
No,
this didn't seem to have that budget.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Yeah, that would be something else.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, back to the rain. Looks like we're going to see rain off and on through most of the day.
Mm.
Rain and showers and high about 77 today. So not quite as warm and muggy as we've had lately, but still, yeah, we got the showers to deal with. That's right.
Oh, there's Pee-wee running down State Street. Look out, Pee-wee.
Look out. You know what happened overnight? Taylor Swift released her new album, her 12th album. I know you were waiting for that. She didn't really give anybody any warning. This was kind of snuck up on everybody.
It's a shocker.
I know. Dom went out and bought it right away.
Well, they were changing the headlines, the newspapers everywhere. You know, Trump takes over D.C., that was gone, man. That's old news.
That's right.
Taylor Swift has a new album. And what's the title?
It's called The Life of a Showgirl. And since it's her 12th album, she released it. She dropped it, as the kids say.
They dropped it.
She dropped it at 12:12 a.m. this morning. And then her website immediately crashed because all the Swifties got online. You know, they didn't know what happens.
Do they not have a life?
I guess not.
And I think she announced it on Travis Kelce's podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I saw too.
Yeah.
They're still together. My God.
And she's doing a pre-sell. It's not just a pre-sell, but it's pre-sell. For the album. I don't know how that works anymore.
It's good that she got out there early. You know, she has a hard time selling those albums.
Right. Oh, boy. Yeah, she's doing well. She's still with Travis. And yeah. I think it was her brother's. Maybe it was Travis's podcast or his brother.
Jason Kelce's, Travis's brother. I think it was on his podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe
for those of you that are tracking that.
He's almost as popular.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, that's always good to know. You know, we always have that discussion at home, you know, when it comes to like,
when
is she good or is she mediocre? And we always get to the point where it's, she's got really, really good songs.
Yeah.
Great songs.
I think so.
They're just not distinctive enough.
Mm.
They just don't have that uniqueness that you hear it, you know, the first few notes, you know, it's her coming up.
She was big in the country world for a while.
Yeah.
You know, for when she first came out, you know, when she first broke out.
Which shows you just how country is nowadays.
And then it was a big controversy when she left country music and became a pop star. With all the country folks shunned her.
She lost a whole bunch of listeners.
But gained a whole bunch more.
Oh, yeah. Slightly so, more, I guess. You know.
She's done all right for herself. Yeah. Good for her.
I'm waiting for the AI version of a singing Trump doing his pop song. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Really? Find one like that.
There's so much out there. So many AI documentaries, projections of what the future would look like Trump as the king. This is an amazing thing. I didn't expect that out of AI, but you know there are some really good pieces of production produced by AI that predict the future. Mm. Do this little science fiction thing, and it's some of it's working out really well. I think it's great because it documents this time. Mm. So we'll go back to some of those.
Yeah,
you know, where we just kind of winced. AI generated. Yeah. Thing mm-hmm. with, you know, actors and everybody appearing in it, but, you know, no one gave permission and they're in there. But it's just, it documents this moment. It's a snapshot in time for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing.
All right, this is our Polaroid.
That's kind of profound.
Polaroid moment.
Well, let's get to Would You Rather, because everybody's waiting on the edge of their chair to find out what Dominic has up on his sleeve. Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's see if there's any more reverb.
I think we're all out of reverb.
I don't think we can go any more.
He took it all.
Yeah. Well, I can't even, that second word, I can't even hear. Less, I'm hearing it less and less now.
I know.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was serious when I made that, too.
That's why I laugh. Well, it's just amazing that you actually thought, that's good.
I tried. You know, it was worth a shot.
But it was, you know, one of the first things you've done.
It was literally,
And we're good with it. We're going with it.
Yeah, that was the first few weeks. All right. First question. Okay. Would you rather live in the world of Lord of the Rings or Star Wars? I think I know John's answer on this one.
I'm leaning towards Star Wars in this one.
Why?
Well, Lord of the Rings is fantastic. I love to live in Hobbiton, but you know, it's such a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And you just kind of opened this thing up for me. But I play Lord of the Rings. We watch it over and over and over
again.
Really? Only because it just takes me into that world. It is just so fantastic, so well done. It looks so real. You just fall into it, and it's a great escape. It's how I escape this weird Trump land that we're in
right now. We're in right now, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I need Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
I'm knowing more and more about you than I thought I would.
Maybe too much, right?
Well, I'm going to go with Star Wars. I enjoyed the first two or three.
I think Star Wars too. I think I might see C-3PO.
Like the future.
So you like those little puppets,
the little creatures.
Little creatures. Yeah. What are they?
I can't remember.
Do you remember what those?
A long time ago.
Ewoks.
The Ewoks.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ewoks. All right.
Yeah, you love those.
Next
Ewoks.
Question. Next, we're
almost
out
of time. A minute. All right.
All right.
Next
question.
Which shoe would you rather wear every day for the rest of your life? Pink UGG boots or pink Crocs? Which one, guys?
Pink
we got to make
UGG
this quick.
Boots. Okay.
Crocs.
Ugg boots.
Okay.
They don't make tap shoes.
Yeah, no tap shoes. They're not allowed for that. They're not allowed.
What about you?
Did not know that.
Pink. I'd say pink Crocs.
Okay.
I would say pink Crocs.
There you go.
All right. Good enough. Okay.
Well, that
and
was pretty
that
exciting.
Was. Would you rather? You need a closing.
We
come
do.
Up with a new close.
But it has to have reverb, right?
It's got to have a lot more. Try delay
it
this time. Lots of delay and reverb.
Yeah, both.
Combine them.
Okay. All right.
We're just getting going on a Tuesday morning. We will take a brief pause here for the cause from our beloved sponsors. Coming back with more.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Sometimes
WMDX, John DeCorda in the morning, 92.7, and this is where I always say, check us out on the Civic Media app and text us or voice note us. We'd love to hear from you because we take audience participation on this show seriously.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And how seriously? I mean,
really, they are very serious about, you know, expecting a certain level of audience participation on this program, and we're going to follow through on this if it kills us.
Okay.
So you wanted me to go down that road. So that
I don't know.
A rabbit hole that I had to drop through.
Sure. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. I just never heard you talk so seriously about the serious participation of the serious callers.
Well, we take them very seriously, even though they can't take us very seriously.
Well, they can call in and joke around, too. They don't have to be serious, right?
Oh, yeah.
They can have some
fun. They can be humorous. I mean,
okay. Yeah.
Call in, have some fun. Have some fun.
Okay. Come on. There you go.
There we go.
Right there.
Okay. Right.
Sum it up.
Voice
bottom lined it for me. Boom.
Okay.
Mic drop.
This portion of John DeCorda in the Morning is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student. That's right. It's back to school time. Twin size sets start at $399, full size sets at $499. And the more you buy, the more you save. Save 20% on two accessories. Save 30% on three accessories.
Wow.
You know how that goes.
Yep.
Keep upping the ante there, and you'll save 100%.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
You won't even get money back. Yeah. Prepare for a sleep sanctuary like no other with amazing accessories and so much more at Verlo.com. You can check them out there or go to their east side location or west side location. That's Verlo Mattress.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. You know, we've often.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I know. And seeing it, showing Taylor Swift make the announcement.
There it
with
is.
With Travis.
We have Matt on the phone.
Oh, we have there? Matt on the phone. Sure. Okay. Let's take Matt. Matt, what do you got for
Matt
us
from
today?
Middleton.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. It's raining again.
Thank
what
you.
Is going on here?
I know.
Yeah. Thanks.
Rainiest
for that,
summer ever.
It is.
So I just wanted to ask, like, your opinion on this, because is it even worth trying to keep America together after this MAGA horror show?
Well, I mean, I think it's worth...
Wouldn't we blue states be better off without the red states, honestly?
Yeah, if we had a bridge or something to each blue state, that would be a fantastic idea. Maybe a portal of some sort.
Yeah, well...
I agree, but, you know, we got to bring it all back. You know, it's a reconstruction, and that's maybe what the Democrats will have to call it, you know?
Well, the reason I think we can't do that, and the union has failed miserably, is because you now have this 28% white nationalist Christian fanatic group that no longer wants, they don't even want to share the country with us. They literally want us out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
How do you get back from that?
That's a great question.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A lot of this stretches the imagination to a point where we can't imagine coming back from this, but I don't know. That's our big story, by the way, the takeover of the U.S. and micromanagement of this administration, or Trump anyway, not even the administration so much. It's just Trump. He's controlling everything.
Because he gives us an opportunity by breaking everything, right? He's tearing it all down, breaking it all.
And then he's going to fix it.
So the way we rebuild could be better, but not if we have to drag these Neanderthals with us.
Well, yeah. You know, it's almost, you know, the media kind of fell in place on this for some crazy reason. I don't know how, but, you know, Trump made all these threats about the tariffs and big high tariffs on other countries. And then they settle for lower tariffs, but still high tariffs. And everybody's going, oh, what a relief. No, it wasn't a relief. It was a distraction. It was a con well, I'm going to do this at this high point. And then they bring it down lower, but we're supposed to be happier if we're bringing it down lower. It's all just a con.
Shell game. Yeah, it's a distraction.
Well, MAGA's a big cop-out. It's all smoke and mirrors because they know they can't compete with China. Yeah. China actually invests in their country. They have long-term strategic thinking. America is a clown show. We're stupid. We look stupid to the entire world. We're proving we're stupid. So instead of trying to invest and compete, we're just going to make most of the Americans poor and impoverished. We're going to go back to slavery.
Yeah. Could be. We've lowered the age. We're lowering the age as we continue down this path. That's right.
Lowering the bar every day. Yeah.
All right, Matt. Thanks.
Matt, thank you for that uplifting phone call.
Yeah. Positive message, Matt.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's go to Mark right now. Mark, what do you got
for us? Mark, we got about a minute. Go ahead.
Minute and a half.
Voluntary servitude is actually allowed under the 13th Amendment if you've convicted somebody of a crime, and with Trump's new militarized police force, who knows if they're actually going to be following actual law enforcement procedures in Washington, D.C., or wherever the hell else he decides to activate the military against the citizenry. I mean, he is actually what the Anti-Federalists warned us about, the president could become, that the Supreme Court enabled with their whole executive, immunity thing, that Biden should have actually, Biden should have actually done all this stuff. That Trump would be in a cell of little ease, like from the Tower of London, and the rest of MAGA along with him. Yeah. And that I'm just wondering what happens when Jane Pirro gets pulled over for drunk driving.
Oh yeah.
That'll happen.
Yeah, her little speech yesterday was something else.
Mark, thank you for that.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
It is 29 minutes past the hour. It's John and Gordy on a Tuesday morning. Rain showers out there. Coming back with Idiocracy right around the corner.
Little police squad here.
WMDX Madison, Wisconsin.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
It's all over.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
It's here. No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
And we're recognizing it day by day by day.
Yep.
Wow. Idiocracy is coming up right here on WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning. What a strange rainy day today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this rain never showed up on my radar, my app this morning.
Are you kidding? Really?
No, it's weird, isn't it?
I saw it on radar.
I know. It's on everybody else's radar apps, but mine.
Something's wrong with your radar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost wore shorts today thinking, it's a nice day.
Oh, God, don't go there.
I actually wore shorts. This is the first time I ever wore shorts in my life. And it's like actually
in your life?
Really?
I always wear
pants. That's good. Yeah.
I got to start changing the
game. I wore shorts yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
Wow.
I didn't notice.
Huh. No, not in here. I didn't wear them here.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to walk around the office.
I go out in public.
Yeah.
With shorts.
Okay. It's 6:36. Yes, rain showers off and on today, but more on than off, and some thunderstorms in the mix. Highs around 77. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused. You can call Jim or Sarah if you're having hearing problems. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. They've helped John out. They helped me out. And they can help you, too. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test there and then set up an appointment. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll do a keyword. We're getting ready for our listener appreciation party at Downdrin's. That happens on September 6th. Mm-hmm. That's a Saturday. 3 o'clock is the start time. Downdrin's Distilling on Cottage Grove Road. We're going to have our big listener appreciation party, and everybody's invited. It's open to the public, but we do have some VIP passes for a select few, and we'll be telling you more about that in about 10 minutes. You get a tour of the distillery and also a few tastes along the way, so, and a swag bag of WMDX merch.
Well,
so,
I can't wait for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you more in about 10 minutes.
All right.
Set your chronometer. Okay.
Okay.
Over to you, John Peterson.
All right. So let's go to Idiocracy here. We've got a few stories, and this ought to please everybody. You know, the big story after 7 o'clock, we're going to be covering Trump's control over the D.C. police and everybody else.
Oh, boy.
And he's expanded that. Tip my hand here, but he's expanding it to New York, Chicago, L.A., wherever he chooses. He's thinking, it was so easy in D.C., I can do this everywhere. So anyway, knowing that, this headline at WMTV, Channel 15 had this story yesterday.
Okay.
ICE is going to purchase AI technology that scans people's eyes from several feet away.
Oh, great.
Yes, and I'm not going to describe it. I'm going to let Channel 15 take that. Let's go.
All right.
ICE's newest tool for deportation is eye-catching, a technology allowing agents to capture someone's iris from 10 to 15 feet away just by using the camera on their iPhone with an app that would match the iris with a photo they already have.
The iris is the part of your eye that everybody sees. It's color, it has stripes in it, these sorts of things. And they are unique to an individual.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has issued a notice to purchase an AI technology from a company that uses iris recognition for enforcement and removal operations.
In general, it's quite accurate.
Steve Beatty is a computer science professor with MSU Denver.
Yeah, you can do it from quite a distance away, depending upon the magnification of your device.
The iris system captures over 265 points of unique characteristics.
On a government contract database, ICE says it's considering two of the company's products. One that can identify offenders based on their iris, and another that provides that data on a mobile app.
The innovation is now that it's much less expensive, that it can be done on less expensive devices, such as phones.
Mm-hmm. The technology compares the iris scan to other existing photos, like a criminal database photo or even a social media account.
Facial recognition companies have trolled, essentially, have scraped the internet for photos.
Biometric scanning is not new to Colorado, but it is regulated here.
The way that we saw facial recognition working was with one to identify and match, right? Versus profiling. That's two different things.
Democratic Rep. Jennifer Bacon co-sponsored a law in 2022 that required police agencies to share how they plan to use facial recognition and required it not to be the sole reason for an arrest or investigation. Arvada Police is one of the agencies that use it. Last year, they used a positive identification to identify a person in distress.
We know that AI shows up to help make things easier, but we have to differentiate between when AI is used as a tool to help make things easier.
But at the federal level, the facial recognition is not regulated the same way.
No, and that's why the states are worried about it.
Yep. That's why we're all worried about it.
Oh, what does it come to? It just
As we advance technologically, it's gonna tap down everything in this country. We're afraid to do everything.
That's it. There's a lot of fear.
Yeah.
Looking over your shoulder. Yeah.
I mean, this is dangerous stuff. This is outrageous, and this is what I worried about when they had the L.A. protests as well, because of these cabs had 360 cameras in them.
Mm-hmm.
So they scanned the entire crowd around these burning vehicles during the protests.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they burned them, because they had the 360 cameras in them. And facial recognition would come in very handy in this case if ICE had this technology. I don't know if they had it at the time or if they were using it in L.A., but this is going nationwide, apparently, and now they've got another way to keep us in line.
What about wearing sunglasses? Can they scan your eyes, irises?
Probably not. I'm just wondering with regular glasses, because there is a reflective nature to it, so they can't get an exact read, right?
I think we should come up with John and Gordy sunglasses to protect you from, you know, we can make some money on this.
Anti?
anti-iris sunglasses.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Let's workshop that. Put that on the list.
That's going to be at the John and Gory gift shop.
So we can make a few bucks on it anyway.
Even if it doesn't work.
Yeah, even if they don't work.
But they'll look cool.
I think it will.
Just like the spirally x-ray glasses.
The x-ray glasses. Well, really, if you're wearing sunglasses, I mean, there must be some ways you can protect yourself.
You know, we should just have like they add mirrors to glasses, right?
Oh,
we
yeah.
We should have the mirror spiral.
Yeah.
Right. We should have spirals. And so people can recognize the John and Gory anti-iris glasses.
Okay. Put that on the list, Dom. We'll work on that.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're talking about authoritarian governments, strongmen, this was asked of Grok. What type of government does the Trump administration resemble by its actions? I thought this is apropos for the moment here.
Okay.
This is Grok now. Okay. Based on its aggressive executive orders, loyalty tests for officials, mass deportations, regulatory rollbacks, and challenges to judicial oversight, the Trump administration resembles an authoritarian regime, prioritizing executive power over democratic checks and balances. This echoes illiberal democracies like Hungary under Orban. All right? Now, he continues, or it continues.
Grok.
If left unchecked, Trump's authoritarian trajectory could lead to eroded civil liberties, you think? Oh, suppressed dissent via media crackdowns and loyalty purges. Economic turmoil from unchecked tariffs and deregulation, weakened global alliances, and potentially rigged elections mirroring declines in Hungary or Turkey, risking a de facto one-party state with lasting democratic backsliding. There you go. That's Grok.
That's a mouthful.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't sound anything like Elon at this point.
Word salad.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one way of describing it.
Yes.
And another way of owning the libs. Turning us into an authoritarian state. What a way to own the libs, guys.
Wonderful.
Hey, CJ, I hope you're happy with this.
We haven't heard from CJ
They'll have CJ's iris as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Think about that. And my mega friend in Milwaukee.
Maybe we could also develop some contact lenses. Maybe that would work just as well. You know?
Oh, yes.
That way.
Yeah. That might be a little too technical for John and Gory in our production line.
Got a lot of workshopping to do on these things.
Yeah. That would be my guess. Why don't we get to what?
It is 6:45.
Okay, as soon as we do this, then we'll get to a 3-minute cut from Rachel Maddow talking about being a dictatorship.
Okay. Dom, you got some music here. We want to talk about our listener appreciation party brought to you by Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. Mark this date on your calendar, September 6th, 3 o'clock. It's going to be the ultimate WMDX listener appreciation party, and you are invited. We're inviting everybody to come to Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove to socialize and build community.
Yeah,
so bring your work tools, you know, your hammers and saw. We're going to build something. We're going to have some good drinks there and a fun time. And you can bring the kids. They have an outdoor facility there for, a playground for the kiddos. Even giving you a chance to win a VIP invite to the party. And if you get a VIP pass here, you and a guest will get a free tour of the distillery, including a tasting of some of their spirits and a WMDX swag bag. So to enter, well, just listen up here, because here is the key word, and you're going to want to use the Civic Media app to text in to win. We'll select a couple of winners a day here, and we'll let you know if you get the VIP passes. The key word is maple, okay? Maple, M-A-P-L-E, maple, because they have a maple syrup liqueur at Downdrin's.
Perfect.
That sounds tasty.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is the key word. You can text us before 8 a.m. here. Maple is the key word. Use your Civic Media app. All right.
Back to Matt, Matt chimed in. He texted us. He said, we'll all start wearing masks in public, like in V for Vendetta.
Ooh.
Dystopian has arrived. All right. You know, that's Mm-hmm. I can visualize that, you know?
Yeah.
I really can.
Me too.
Now, we don't have time to get to Rachel Maddow's warning.
Oh,
we'll do it.
I'm
after.
Sorry about
we'll
that.
Do it after the break. Don't worry about it. I got it covered, man.
You do? Okay.
All right.
Good deal.
How about this? This is a knife company, and this is the owner of the knife company lamenting the tariffs that we have. This is Cut 6. Look for Cut 6, and let's play it.
Okay.
A Montana businessman. Let's listen.
Okay.
This Trump supporter is finding out the hard way. Josh Smith runs Montana Knife Co. He voted for Trump, probably thinking that America First would help small manufacturers like him. But instead, he just got hit with a $77,000 tariff just for buying a machine from Germany that he literally can't get in the U.S. He really thought the guy who's bankrupted multiple casinos was going to help him and his small business? What a moron. Only two companies in the world make a blade grinding machine that he needs.
Yeah.
And they're both in Germany. Thanks to Trump's EU tariffs, yeah, Josh has to pay an extra 15%. But wait, it gets better. He used to buy his steel from a U.S.-based company in New York, but that company went bankrupt, and now his steel comes from Sweden.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're getting the idea that he's not real happy about the tariffs at all.
Another
big fan of Trump.
All right. We will continue with more Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the morning after a few well-chosen words and phrases from our devoted sponsors. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Man, dig this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad.
It is. We're mad here.
Mm-hmm.
WMDX. It's John and Gordy sitting here in the morning on State Street, a block away from the Capitol in the capital city of Madison.
That's it. 7 minutes before the top of the hour. Rainy start this morning. We'll see showers off and on, highs in the mid to upper 70s. In our next hour, Pete Schwabo will join us. We're going to talk some movies and some media with Pete. I want to remind you, our keyword this hour and up until 8 a.m. is maple. If you want to get in on our listener appreciation party with a VIP pass, we'll be giving those away this week and next week. Maple is the keyword. That listener appreciation party is coming up September 6th, 3 p.m. at Downdrin's Distilling. Okay.
All right. You know, I just want to let everybody in on a little secret here, okay?
Okay.
I do a lot of research for this show.
Yes, you do.
And every once in a while, I find an interesting story out there.
Yeah.
And when it comes to maybe doing the story on the air here,
yeah,
I reconsider what seemed...
You have second thoughts?
What seemed funny and, you know, eclectic and interesting...
last night at
doesn't come across that way... First thing in the morning, I have a story here on Star Trek character histories that I find to be a nightmare, like the Klingon history. And I have an interview with a guy who speaks Klingon, and he was teaching his baby Klingon as the first language.
Oh God!
Now I'm sitting here thinking, do I really want to play this story?
Well, come on.
I'm going to save everybody that horror.
Really?
No, okay. Maybe down the line. Somewhere I'll just slip it in and you won't even know it. All right.
Okay. Well,
okay.
What else you got then?
In place of that, let's get to Rachel Maddow warning everybody about the dictatorship. All right.
Okay.
I've been saying that for like 4 or 5 months that we were under a dictatorship. Trump was already acting that way. He was already. The dictator in his head, and I recognized it first. I was the very first broadcaster in American history to have recognized this dictatorship.
Yes.
Oh, I hate to take too much credit.
Yeah.
But
maybe I
don't mind taking too much credit. Anyway, here's Rachel Maddow, and let's listen to what she had to say.
Life has not stopped, and none of our personal lives have stopped. But also, at the same time, life in the United States is profoundly changing. Is profoundly different than it was even 6 months ago. because we do now live in a country that has an authoritarian leader in charge. We have a consolidating dictatorship in our country. And it sounds melodramatic to say it. I know. I mean, it's secret police, right? A massive, anonymous, unbadged, literally masked, totally unaccountable internal police force that apparently has infinite funding, but no identifiable leadership. And they act in ways designed to instill maximum fear and use maximum force. I mean, when you imagine an authoritarian country, right, what you imagine is masked secret police breaking people's car windows and snatching people off the streets and out of church parking lots and courtroom hallways and taking them away with no charges, no notice, no paperwork, no explanation, not letting them see lawyers, and then moving them secretly to what are effectively black site prisons, where they won't tell you who's there and where no one's allowed in to see what's going on. Right? Frame everything as immigration enforcement. Because for immigration enforcement, not only is all force justified, but maximum force is preferred. And they're trying to make it into a national entertainment to threaten to feed immigrants to alligators in South Florida and making them eat off dishes on the floor like they're dogs. The Chrome Detention Center in Florida. The Republican Party wants to sell T-shirts about that. And if you think it's only about immigrants, take the president's own word for it when he says the homegrowns are next. And then he starts musing publicly about which Americans he intends to strip of their citizenship. Protests must be criminalized. Media must be intimidated into saying and doing what the leader wants, or they must be shut down, or both. Universities must be intimidated into saying and doing what the leader wants, or they must be shut down, or both. Law firms must be intimidated into not opposing him and saying and doing what he wants, or they must be shut down. And for institutions like that, it's not just the boldest or most strident critics of the president who must be shut down. It's the most mainstream, right? It's the most prestigious, the most credible. Because that's what's so dangerous about them. There can't be any source of authority. There can't be any source of authoritative statements of fact that compete with what the leader insists must be the new truth. And so government departments will be stripped of their experts, and he will fire his way through them until they tell him things that he wants to be told.
My question is fiscal. With $450 million FEMA dollars being reallocated to open alligator Alcatraz and $600 million taxpayer FEMA dollars being used to now open more concentration camps and ICE burning through $8.4 million a day to illegally detain people, how much does it cost for fascism? How much do the taxpayers have to pay for a fascist country?
We have total clarity now on what Trump's intentions are for the country. But I mean it when I say we. The country gets it and is more against it than they've ever been. And opposing this administration and what Trump is trying to do is turning out to be the story of the century.
And, you know, one of the things
Rachel Maddow,
and one of the things we're really talking about here are brown shirts now taking over our government. They are the police state that we were warned about way back when, and that's happening now. I was bringing it up yesterday about the brown shirts, and my friend, mega friend in Milwaukee, said, "You're talking about brown shirts? Do you mean the law enforcement in D.C.?" He's okay with this. Yes, it's
really?
Law enforcement. Are you for the criminals? That's his response to me.
Oh, man.
They're not worried.
Well, this is Trump's private army
yes.
that he's declared, you know, really.
Exactly.
The brown shirts, yes. They're all in.
Man, and the shocking thing is he's not even worried about any of this.
No, not at all. Okay, it is 6:59. Got news and a weather update coming up. And in our next hour, Pete Schwabo will join us. Stay with us for more of John and Gordy on WMDX Madison.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.